should let me love you forever, forever. I wanna love you. Will you let me love you forever, forever and a day, 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 day.
What up, y'all? Listen, first and foremost, welcome to The Melanated Way. I'm Linda Entwee. I'm not proud of myself, okay? I'm not proud of myself, but I am stuck watching MILF Manor. Like, I can't not watch it because I just don't understand what the show is really supposed to be about. And I feel like there's some twist that's coming up. I'm not even sure, like, what the rules are anymore, because at the end of this episode, apparently they're sending home... Next week, they're sending home a mom and a son. Are they sending home the same mom and son that belong together or two randoms? Like, I have so many questions. Hey, Vanessa. Hey, girl. Hey. I have so many questions. Hi, Rodella. I don't really know, but I'm fascinated. And I'm not proud of myself for being fascinated. I'm not proud of myself that I'm watching it, but I'm watching. I'm all in. So, season one, episode three, Your MILF Don't Dance. That is the title of the episode. We're still in Mexico. We're still dealing with Kelly, who, I gotta tell you, Kelly is like, let me see if I can pull this up for you. Kelly is something else. She's something else. So last week we talked about how, whether or not I felt like Kelly was a little bit of a Karen, right? Because she comes this season, this episode, still on this, we shouldn't be speaking Spanish, even though we're in Mexico, because I don't speak Spanish. And really, she's mad at herself, right? Because she goes on to meet up with Stephanie and tell Stephanie, oh, you know, by the way, you know, I'm so sorry that, you know, I acted up yesterday. And I said all this stuff, and I was saying that I shouldn't speak Spanish. I'm just really mad at myself because I used to take Spanish, but then I dropped it and what, blah, blah. And so she's trying to apologize in this weird way to Stephanie, right? And Stephanie's looking at her, still has her guard up, still feels like, what's your deal? What's your deal? So she moves on from Stephanie and goes to Pola. And apologizes to Pola, right? And remember that Pola has the son, Jose, who Kelly really is interested in, right? But Jose's kind of giving her the cold shoulder because he didn't really like all the drama that she brought to the table the night before or last episode. So he's kind of like keeping her at a distance. Now listen, this Kelly lady, I just feel like she... I think she's like she just goes for what she wants. I guess that's how I'll say it, but I'm just fascinated by her. Woo! Woo! First of all, like, actually, let me just go on and go with what my notes say. So she apologizes to Pola and to Jose and saying, like, she was in the wrong for saying, you know, that even though they're in Mexico, no one should speak Spanish because she doesn't speak Spanish. And Jose accepted the apology, but at the same time, he's like, you know what? After last night, I'm kind of open to finding out what the other women are about and see if I have a connection with some of the other ladies in the house. And which basically he's saying, listen, this woman wilded out. She was like totally Karening it out. And she disrespected not only like my culture, but my language, all because she was feeling uncomfortable. All because she thought that everyone was talking about her, because guess what? She has to be the center of attention and she has to know what's going on. And if she's not, then she's going to buck up and act wild. So he's like, I'm good with that. He didn't like the fact that she was screaming in his mom's face. So all the things. So he's just like distancing himself. Meanwhile, Jimmy is still pissed off at his mom. And I feel bad for him, but I also feel like you're kind of like over-exaggerating, in my opinion. Like, I get it. Your mom slept with your best friend and that hurt your feelings, but you're a grown ass man. You're in your 30s. It's not like your best friend is, you know, 20, right? He's, cause how old is Jimmy? Jimmy. I think I have their ages. Some of them I do, some of them I don't. Oh, I don't have his age. But I know he's in his 30s. He's one of the older ones. So, like, stop crying. Like, your mom, okay, she slept with your best friend. I know that's weird, but the whole show is weird. So, like, can we just agree to say that it's just a weird show? Can we just not agree that that's what it is? So, he's pissed still. And he's more, I think, you guys, I think he's more embarrassed than anything because, you know, he found out in front of strangers and he found out that, you know, he didn't know about his mom and his best friend. But I dare say, y'all, I think it's just embarrassing to say that you got pink eye from eating peaches. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you're no better, Jimmy. You're no better. Like, if you're going to be embarrassed about anything, the whole world and all of these strangers are learning your whole situation as well. So, like, let's just take it down a few notches. Just take it down a whole few notches. But no. He wants to, like, be all mad and be all in his feelings because his mom slept with his best friend. Okay. And he feels betrayed. What do you feel betrayed about? Your mom's a grown-ass woman. You're a grown-ass man. Again, you're not in your 20s. You're in your 30s. You need to calm down, in my opinion. But instead, he's talking with Gabriel. And they're talking about the fact that he's still upset with his mom. He doesn't know if he can forgive his mom. Like, he can't believe it. He can't trust her. And no one knows how he's feeling. Okay. How old are you? Okay. Let's just keep it real. So everyone's kind of like milling throughout the house. And, you know, the drinks come out early, I notice on the show. And I think that that's the only way they can, like, let their guards down. Because I just don't see how, if they weren't drinking, how they wouldn't think that this whole thing is just, like, super weird. So, they're going on their date. So, if you remember from last week, they had the challenge. And then whoever won the challenge won a date with whomever they chose. And so, Gabriel and Stephanie, Joey and April J, and Ryan and Pola are going to go on these dates. Because that's who won. Ryan, Joey, and Gabrielle won. So Gabrielle and I'm not sure if you guys definitely need all the photos all the time. But Gabrielle chose Stephanie. And Gabrielle's April J's son. And Joey chose April J. And Joey is Kelly's son. And Ryan chose Pola. And Ryan is Shannon's son, Ryan is Shannon's son. So they're going to go on these one-on-one dates. Now the one-on-one dates, I don't know. What do you guys feel like? I don't feel like they put a ton of effort into the one-on-one dates, but I could be wrong. But here they go like to some bar, outside bar. I think it's an outside bar. It almost looks like it's just another place in the manner, but who am I to say that, right? And they're having crickets with lemon and then shots of tequila. And what could go wrong there? What could go wrong with doing shots of tequila? Well, I'll tell you what can go wrong. Gabrielle, who acts like he's 12, he's on his date with Stephanie, and he's like, you know, I think Stephanie is so pretty. And, you know, I have to show you the guys because, like, it's just, he's just so extra. Let me stop this. Let me start this. And we'll go to the men. And we'll go Gabrielle. Okay, so this is Gabrielle. And Gabrielle's April J's son, who is in a band, and he's a model, and he likes Stephanie a lot. And he takes her on this one date here where they eat crickets and do tequila, but he's super immature, you guys. I find him so immature. I also find him annoying. I feel like he tries to be the center of attention a lot of the time, but he's not bringing anything to be the center of attention. And so he's acting super immature. He's like spitting out the crickets because he thinks it's so gross. He's throwing the crickets at like Pola and Ryan. And just he's just being obnoxious. I felt he's being obnoxious. Like, you're on this date with a grown-ass woman, but you're acting like she could be your son. Like, you're acting like she has to tell you, like, calm down, behave yourself, get some manners, grow up, all the things. Then April J, so Joey, let me show you Joey. Joey is only 20, and Joey is going after the oldest woman in the house, and he's the youngest, and I find it fascinating. So he's super into April J, who's 59, and Joey's 20. And he has all the smooth talking. He's talking to her all smooth, telling her she's beautiful and all of this stuff. And Gabriel, who is April's son, is not liking it. He's not liking the fact that Joey's like laying it on thick and hitting on her. He's just not feeling it whatsoever. And he's kind of like cock blocking on Joey. So he starts throwing the food, the crickets, at Joey because Joey is being slick and April's actually enjoying the attention. And April J feels like, out of all the guys, even though he's the youngest, he's really acting the most mature on this date. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that he was the maturest on the date, but he wasn't acting up like Gabrielle was acting up. Right? So, last but not least, we have Ryan. And Ryan is on his date with Pola. Now, Ryan is one of the older ones as well. He's in his 30s. And he wants to take her outside of this restaurant situation. He seems to me like he's a little bit more mature. He's a little bit more stable. He likes to try new things because he did try the crickets. Pola didn't try the crickets at all. She was like, I'm not about that life. And so he asked her if she wants to go for a walk. So he takes her for a walk. And I'm telling you right now, he was feeling her. She wasn't feeling him. And he's like, you know, I find you attractive and intriguing and all the things. And this is what Pola says to her. Excuse me. Pola says to him, she says, you know, I want to enjoy my company with myself because I love myself. And I want to be here first for myself. And then after myself, I want to spend time with my son. And then if there's any time left after that, I'm open to anything. So really, she was saying, nah, fool, I'm not about you. I'm not about you. I'm not about this life. I'm not into you. And actually, I don't think she's really into any of the guys. I think she just wants to be with her son, which is a weird, like, it's starting to be weird in this third episode how she's like, where's my son? I want to be with my son. She's always with her son. Like, I get you're close and you guys have a great relationship, but the way you're coming off more like a jealous wife rather than a protective mom. It's like really weird. It's like borderline, like, ooh, what's your story? I thought you were like the cool cats of the group, but you're kind of turning out to be like a little bit of a weirdo. So I just, okay. Yeah. So we get back to the manor and Kelly, because, you know, Jose has been ignoring her, has moved on to Billy. And Billy is, let me pull him up. So many people. Billy is, who's Billy with? Stephanie. So Billy is Stephanie's son. Okay. Now this whole interaction, you guys, between Billy and Kelly is just going to be, I don't even know. So, because Jose has been avoiding Kelly because of her Karen moves from the night before, from the week before, the episode before, Kelly's moving on because it's clear that Jose is like, I'm done with you for now. She has to have someone who's paying her attention. So she's moved on to Billy and Jose. Guess where Jose is? Oh, he's with his mom? Yeah, because they're being super creepy and weird. So Billy says that age is not a problem for him. It's really about connection and the right energy. And, you know, he's 30. She is a damn lie. I think she's 50. Yeah, Kelly's 50. He's 30, she's 50. And, you know, he doesn't mind the attention that Kelly is bringing him. So he's kind of cool with it. Now, remember Ryan? So Ryan went on his date with Pola. But remember I told you Pola was not into him at all, right? Said that she'd rather spend time with herself and her son. So Ryan is shifting his attention to Stephanie. And Stephanie feels a chemistry with Ryan. So let me put Ryan back up. There are so many people to keep track of. So Ryan is this guy. Okay, so Ryan wants to get to know Stephanie. Now, Stephanie's really popular in the house. So it seems to me so far, three episodes in, it's Stephanie and it's Pola that are getting the attention. And then Kelly's just getting attention because Kelly is just so out there and she makes people pay attention to her. So really, though, it's Stephanie and Pola that the guys seem to have been attracted to. And Kelly is just there for good measure. So he shifts his attention to Stephanie, and Stephanie actually feels a chemistry with Ryan. Now, back to Gabriel, who likes Stephanie, who thinks that he put his mark on Stephanie. And he's the one, you guys, I told you, is being the most immature. He's the one that's like in the band, throwing the crickets, all the things, spitting the crickets out. He's starting to feel a little bit jealous because Ryan, that you see on your screen, is giving attention to Stephanie. Right, Gina? Gina says, this show is so disturbing. It's addicting. I can't help myself. I'm not proud of myself, Gina, but I can't stop watching it. I'm just trying to figure out what's going to happen here. So, Gabrielle is feeling jealous of Ryan. So that was Ryan that you just saw. And you guys all know who Gabrielle is. I'll bring him up again. So he's feeling jealous of Ryan and Stephanie's chemistry. And so he wants Ryan to step back. But it's like, y'all aren't in a relationship and you went on a first 5-minute date. So like, isn't that what the house is about? You guys are all supposed to mingle and figure out who you're mingling with. I don't know. I still don't really know what the purpose is. So Kelly, the blonde mom, who I called like a Karen last week, who has to be the center of attention, who was focused on Jose last week, is now focusing on Billy, has a one-on-one date with Billy. Okay, so Billy and Kelly do their little one-on-one. And when I say that this one-on-one was like I wanted to gag you guys. Okay, so they do their one-on-one. They're having like drinks and food on the beach. We already know that Billy, his deep, dark secret was he's had sex on the beach. He loves to have sex on the beach. So that was like lingering in the background. Billy starts off their date by saying that he's a good kisser and needs someone to tell him if it's true, which is supposed to be his line in that he's trying to kiss Kelly. So he wants to try to go in for a kiss. But meanwhile, they brought snacks, right? So they're eating and drinking, and his mouth is full of food. And he was like chewing on carrots or whatever. And so while he was eating, you guys, he goes in for a kiss and she denies him and says, you know, Kelly seems sweet, but he's got no game. And she's like, it's me or the carrot, dude. So finish the carrot before you try to kiss me. And he's like, oh, I give up. I give up. And she's like, oh, you give up that quickly? And so because she's like, oh, you give up so quickly, he tries again. So he swallows his food. This guy you see on the screen swallows his food. They kiss. And it was the weirdest, grossest kiss that I have seen on TV. Like, it was just like how, you know how you have guppies? How guppies are, their mouths go like this. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's how they were kissing. Blip, 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 blip. And I personally didn't see any like magic. I just saw blip, blip, blip. And then, if that could not be cringy enough, you guys, if that was not a cringe moment, I don't know what. But hey, let's just make it more uncomfortable for the audience. And let's have Billy be super stereotypical and super like, what's the word I'm looking for? Just lame. He starts talking about condoms and how they don't have the right size condoms in all of MILF Manor for him, alluding to the fact that he has a big penis. I was like, let me just take this down. I'm going to tell you something, you guys. Okay. Men who have big penises don't need to tell you they have big penises because they already know it. And they have this extra sense of confidence that and swagger that they just roll with it. They don't sit down and say, oh, well, those condoms, there's not my size there. My penis is too big. I can't fit in this. They don't talk like that. They don't say those things, and they don't have to tell you because they already know. So I have doubts about Billy's proclamation. I have some doubts, and I have some extra doubts about his proclamations because he can't kiss. That kiss that I saw is no one that has like the swagger that they're rolling with some major packages. Just saying, okay? But here we are. So Kelly's done her little date with this guy Billy. She's making her rounds the manor. They're drinking more, and she gets over to Charlene, and Charlene is talking about Ryan, and she's talked about Ryan last episode too, right? So she thinks that Ryan is the only one that comes across as sexual that would know what he was doing. And so I low-key think that she's like, you know, spying on Ryan. Ryan hasn't paid her any mind, but she's got her eye on Ryan. But, you know, Ryan's over there wanting to be with Stephanie. It's like a whole, this show is wild. Okay. The phone beeps, and, you know, anytime the phone beeps means they have like a challenge to do. So today's challenge is the Love, Passion, and Desire Dance Challenge. Now, I don't know what producer decided that that's the name we're going to go for the dance challenge that you have to be paired up with your mother. But to me, it would be weird. Like, I'm sorry. I'm paired up with my dad, and it's called the Love, Passion, and Desire Dance Challenge. That's weird. Same thing here. So the mom and the sons are paired up for the Love, Passion, and Desire Dance Challenge. It's weird. It's weird. It could just be called the dance challenge, and whoever comes up with the best dance challenge wins a date. It could be that. But I mean, let's just make it weirder for all of us, because that's what we're watching. And that's what I pay attention to, because I'm just like, this show is really crazy. So the concept of the challenge is each of the mother-son duos have to come up with the dance. And the mom-son duo that is voted like the best wins. And so there'll be two winners, So two mom-son duos win, and they win a date at a salsa club. Gotta tell you that some of these prizes, I'm kind of like, ooh, who cares? Like, who cares? You're winning, you win a date to the beach, you win a date scuba diving, you're at a manor, you're not doing anything extra, you're just walking to the beach and you're scuba diving, you're taking the beach blanket. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing all these challenges for something I could already be doing at the manor. Like, let me go ahead and not match with anyone and let me just hang out in the manor and drink and lay out all day. I'm cool. Like, do you know what I mean? You guys are so, this show is so wild. It's so wild. Okay. So dance challenge it is. Now I want to see if I have. Okay. Fair enough. I'll do that. I just can't with the show, but I can because I watch it and I just can't stop watching it. Okay. So Jimmy is still mad at his mom, right? So they're practicing, but their energy is off according to Jimmy because Jimmy can't get past the fact that his mom slept with his best friend, whatever. So we'll go through it this way, the way I have it, just because that's the way I have it. Is that the way I have it? Okay, no. Let's go from here. Okay, just in case you forgot, we got April J, Shannon, Charlene, So Young, Pola, Kelly, Stephanie, April. Now, Shannon and Ryan did like this sexy, she had like on this sexy two-piece outfit. It was like a little bra top that like wrapped around her stomach and like tight pants. And she kind of did like the salsa dance while he did like a hip hop dance around her. I want to say it was mother-son appropriate. And then like they weren't all like commingled, like they were dancing in their own areas, if that makes sense. So that's what they did for their challenge. Then So Young and Jimmy, their dance was a little bit more what do I call it, they had a whole routine, like it was very like interpretive. They had on sweatpants and they did like a whole, I don't know what even to call it, like a whole routine, like something that you would do when you were in high school, right? Like just like bopping away. I don't even know how else to explain it, but that's what they did. Then who do I have next here? April. Oh, see, these two are the two that are being ignored the most. I just want to let you know that April, this April, because there's two Aprils, and her son Ricky, we have hardly seen, we're like three episodes in, and we saw Ricky one time at the bar last episode. This episode, we haven't seen either of these two. Did you guys, or am I missing it? These two are getting the least airtime. April and Ricky are getting the least airtime. They better switch that up immediately because that's not cool. That's not cool. We're seeing the same four mother sons and then everyone else is just being put to the wayside. Like, not cool. So I don't even remember what their dance was because they didn't even cover it properly. So Young, we covered. Okay, Pola and Jose, they did salsa. Not surprising to me. That's what they did. Kelly and her son. They didn't really show what they did so much, but she jumped into his arms and he swirled her around. Okay, whatever. Shannon and her son, Ryan, we talked about because she likes to dance, so they were fine. Stephanie and Billy. Oh, do I not have a picture of Stephanie and Billy? Well, that's rude. Anyways, they did a salsa thing as well. April J, the 50-year-old or 59-year-old, the oldest one of the crew. I gotta have a picture of them. Yeah. No. That's not them. These two. April J. Yeah, they did a hip-hop thing, and I wasn't for it. It was weird. They're like, they had their hats on. They're trying to be like totally stereotypical hip-hop, but it just didn't match these two Orange County folks. Just didn't, I couldn't buy it. And there was no like extra hippity-hoppity rhythm either. The two that blew everyone away, which I was happy for them because I feel like they needed a win. They needed like to feel like they were appreciated, was Harrison and Charlene. As you know, remember, Charlene's had a hard time. Her daughter passed. She's just coming out of grieving. And Harrison, who they call Magic Mike, because if you remember, Harrison used to be an adult entertainer. And so they do this funky, and my note says je ne sais quoi, because I don't know exactly what it was, but basically Harrison was using his stripper moves and takes his shirt off. And while his mom was like kind of catching the beat a little bit as well, having fun, but they were in their separate spots. He uses a strip club dancing move to really incite the ladies. So all the moms got excited. They were on their feet. They were dancing around. They were screaming as if they were at the strip club. So guess what? They all voted. And of course, Harrison, who they've nicknamed now Magic Mike, and Charlene win the challenge. So Charlene asked Jose on a date because Jose is also very popular. And Harrison, which I was surprised, asked Stephanie for the date. So Stephanie, and maybe I can pop her back up because she is really popular with this young group of men. Here we go. This is Stephanie, and I have to. I have a lot of screens going on here, you guys. Is it this one? No, it's this one. Okay. So Stephanie has been the most popular. So Gabriel likes Stephanie, Ryan likes Stephanie, and now Harrison has asked Stephanie on this date. And so they go to the club. They're going to go salsa dancing. They're going to learn salsa dancing, which I thought was kind of cool, but whatever. And Harrison feels a little bit weird, right? Because he's at the club and his mom's at the club on a separate date. And he just thinks it's weird that he's with this woman and his mom's with some young guy and they're all dancing and this is like weird and they're all drinking, which is like weird. The whole thing is weird. And so because he's feeling a little weird that his mom is there dancing and, you know, being saucy with Jose, they go sit down. So Harrison goes sits down with Stephanie and this is where I started laughing. So Stephanie, I guess, is trying to draw out compliments from him, wants to know why he chose her, because really they've had no interaction at the manor. So she's like, so, you know, who do you like in the manor? And you know what Harrison says? He doesn't say, oh, I like you. He says, oh, well, I really like So Young's personality. What not to say, gentlemen, what not to say. What you're not supposed to do is mention other people that you're interested in while you're on a date with someone else. That's what you're not supposed to do. But so then she thinks that maybe like he doesn't know any better. So let me just go ahead and ask him, you know, who do you think is the prettiest in the house? And he says, well, I think Pola is the prettiest in the house. He tells Stephanie that on the date. So Young, best personality, and Pola's the prettiest in the house. But yeah, I don't know why I asked you on the date. I guess because everyone else is paying attention to you. I wanted to see what the hype is about. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So, right? Stevie, fail. Date, fail. What not to do? Fail. So Stephanie's a little like pissed about that. She's like, I don't even understand why he then asked me. Like, if he's thinking this person is this and this person is this, like, why am I here? Vanessa said she asked. So Charlene and Jose are talking, and they are just, you could tell there's no chemistry. He's not into her, and she's kind of like out of practice. I felt bad for her, but I've been feeling bad for her since day one. But she's talking about how, you know, she's a Miss Independent Woman. She's been a single mom for so long that she's used to having to make all the decisions, being the breadwinner, all this stuff. And she wants to take a minute and just to have a breath and have the guy be in charge and for her not to make all the decisions all the time. She wants to be, you know, wined and dined, which I am not mad at. I totally get that. But Jose is like, nah, I'd rather someone like a woman come up to me and be like, hey, I'm interested. And he finds that attractive. And he also finds it attractive. It's like the man and the woman are just equal. And there's no like, you know, sense of like old school chivalry. So, Jose says, yeah, you know, the date was fun with Charlene, but they're on totally separate pages and there's no chemistry. He's not feeling her like that. Okay. I really do hope Charlene meets like someone that wants to get to know her. Do you know what I mean? I feel like she needs a little of that like attention. Do you know what I mean? So that she could just, she's had a hard time, you guys. And I feel like she, out of all the women, is the least how can I say it? Least, like, you know, she's the most natural looking. She's like how everyone outside of Hollywood would look. Like, just like a regular, beautiful woman. There's no, like, extra boobs and extra parts. And she doesn't, you know what I mean? Am I saying that right? I hope so. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Like, sometimes the images you see on TV are unrealistic, but there are certain women who have the means to attain those goals. And there are certain women who just don't do that. I don't know how to say it properly because I want to say what I want to say, but I don't want to say it the way I want to say it. So hopefully that made some type of sense. So, they get back from the date and Gabriel is still feeling territorial over Stephanie because he feels like Stephanie is his, right? So they went on that one cricket date and that was that. Now he thinks that that's his woman. But lo and behold, Ryan still likes Stephanie as well. And Ryan asked Stephanie on a one-on-one date. They go snorkeling. They have a great time. They're holding hands in the water. She feels comfortable with him. He goes in for a kiss and she kisses him back. She says the kiss was sweet. So she is like feeling Ryan. Ryan's feeling her. Ryan is saying to camera that he knows that Stephanie is feeling him. And so Ryan's like, hey, this is how you know that, like, Ryan is in his 30s, so he should know better. But I'm just saying, like, you can tell the maturity levels are totally just off here. So Ryan asked Stephanie how she feels about Gabriel. And I would be like, well, what do you mean? How do I feel about Gabriel? We went on one 10-minute date. And so, like, I don't know him to feel anything. Like, we spent 10 minutes together. And so, what do you mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a weird thing. I think that that's just me. Like, I don't ask me stupid stuff when I don't know. I don't know yet because I don't know you. We spent all 10 minutes together. Did you make a good first impression? Yes. Do I have feelings for you? I don't know. It's been 10 minutes. You see what I'm saying? So, but Ryan asked Stephanie how she feels about Gabriel. And she's like, you know what? I feel like we're more like friends, if anything. I have a good time with him, but I just feel like we're more just like friends, which is probably the regular answer because, again, you only spent 10 minutes with them. But then she says to Ryan that she likes him the most because he's older and closer to her age. Because I think she's 46 and he's 30. So she feels more comfortable with him. Plus, she has a little bit of an attraction to him. And you guys, she goes in. Stephanie goes in for another kiss. She literally goes in for another kiss for Ryan. And so they make out on the, like, little blanket on the beach or whatever. And so it's going to be a fight over Stephanie. Now, like, I personally still don't understand. What are we doing? Because just when I feel like, okay, episode three, it's all going to be about all these mini tasks that they do. So they do the mini challenges, and then whoever wins, they go on the mini dates. And if you like each other, then you spend more time together. Boom, that's the concept of the show. But no, we find out that next week they throw a twist in things, and apparently they're sending home a mom and a son. So what is this show about exactly? Is it an elimination dating show? Is it like, what do you have to do to get sent home? And are you sending home a mom and son, like I said, that belong together, that biologically are related? Or are you sending home a mom from one duo and then a son from another duo? And what does that look like? I don't know, but now I have to watch because I have to find out. And then I knew, you guys, I knew Kelly. Let me just find Kelly's picture. I knew Kelly was going to be the first one. Oh, I'm on the wrong one. Where am I? I knew Kelly was going to be the first one to be locking lips with one of the folks in the manor because she just comes across that way. She just comes across that way. I knew she was going to be the first to kiss. So she's the one that kissed Billy, you know, the guppy kiss that they had, blah, 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 blah. And she's the one that's now next week going to be in Billy's bed. And not only is she going to be in Billy's bed, she's going to be in Billy's bed while his mom is in the bed beside them. And then she's going to try to sleep with Billy while his mom is right in the bed beside. Like, what? First of all, Stephanie, if you have any game, what you should do is be like, hey, Billy, you come up to my room and then you send your son down to Billy's room so that your son, who's 20, who's obviously not into Stephanie, can sleep in the other bed while you have your shenanigans. What you don't do is you're going to be in the, you're going to first talk up Stephanie, who you've already offended because you told her she couldn't speak Spanish in Mexico because it offended you. And now you're making moves on her son, and you know, you've already kissed her son, and now you're going to have sex in front of her son. Oh, plus, did I tell you that she went to, I totally missed this because I was just too traumatized, but she literally went to Stephanie. So Kelly went to Stephanie and told Stephanie that her son had a big penis, a big package. And did she know that about her son? And Stephanie's like, you know what? I kind of didn't have to hear this from you. And I kind of am grossed out by what you're saying right now. And you kind of didn't have to tell me any of that. And I agree with Stephanie 100%. What mother wants to hear from another mother that mother thinks that her son is packing? It's weird. It's all very weird, but I'm still watching and I'm still fascinated because I honestly don't understand what's happening. If someone can explain to me what's happening, then maybe I'll stop watching it and covering it. But you guys seem to not know just as much as I don't know. And so we're going to be watching until we find out. That was the show, you guys. I appreciate you guys hanging in with me, and I appreciate the fact that you're watching and I'm watching and you're watching it too. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'll be back with more content tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm dropping, how many stories am I dropping? I think I'll drop one tonight on Instagram, and I'll drop one tomorrow on YouTube. And the one I drop tomorrow on YouTube is explosive. So make sure to come back and check it out. And I'm doing a couple of lives tomorrow. So I'll see you guys all tomorrow. Bye for now. Sleep well.